Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com. They'll help you get there. They got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
This is the way radio should be. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. So keep it locked right here. We'll be here for the next 3 hours.
Not two.
180 minutes of excitement. So keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM channel 83, however you may be listening. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's up, Mr. Chris Broussard? Chris, you do not have to do a good radio show today. People can just admire your work, and it doesn't matter if you're good or not, or whether you win on the radio, as long as they admire your talent. That's all we need to do here on radio, okay?
Explain. I know.
JJ Redick.
I think I know where you're going. JJ Redick.
A little JJ Redick. Tell the people to just, after one game of the season, Chris, we'll get into it. That really bothered me. One game into the season. To tell people not to talk about the negatives of the Lakers, to just enjoy watching LeBron. That's nice.
Well, we will get into that later on in the show, but you obviously are chomping at the bit.
I am, big time. But anyway, it is a worship Wednesday, a beautiful, ridiculously hot day in Los Angeles, Chris.
Really?
99 degrees.
Wow.
I don't want to sound like
a
bellyache.
Is that why LeBron didn't wear a shirt under his suit yesterday?
Is that what he had on?
Yeah. You know who he reminded me of? Did they play? Where was that game? Yeah, it was in California. Obviously, it was in San Francisco.
Right.
But I don't know if it was as hot up there, but I'm joking. But you remember Butch Lewis, Rob?
Right. Uh-huh.
The boxing promoter for Michael Spinks, among others. And he would always wear a suit
with no shirt
under it and like a medallion chain.
Right. Wow.
LeBron sported that last night. The white suit wasn't bad. I'd like a shirt personally,
you
but
can't
hey,
wear LeBron. LeBron gets an F for fashion because Chris, you can't wear a white suit after Labor Day. Okay,
he definitely did.
No white suit after Labor Day.
99 degrees.
Nope. It can't happen.
Everything's being changing. Everything's changing.
That shouldn't change.
We got country leaders who can't tell you what a woman is. Everything can change. I mean, come on. Nothing's in black and white anymore.
Chris, when you were a kid and you put on white pants, your mother would say in October would send you back in the room and say, you can't wear white pants in October. No?
No, I mean I know the quote unquote rule, you know, but I gotta be honest. I don't remember my mom ever sitting me down and being like, Chris, you can't wear white.
You can't wear white after Labor Day.
Yeah,
Alex,
yeah.
Rob G, did you ever hear that? Did your mom ever tell you that?
So I come from like a Slavic background with my mom. I've never heard that, but I've always known that. If that counts,
okay. Yeah, Rob G, you know, what about you?
I have heard that. Yep.
Right? No white after Labor Day.
Well, it's okay. I think most people have heard it, except maybe LeBron. You're
exactly.
Right. I mean, you guys saw him. You saw him. I know Rob G saw him. He was glistening. But even, hey, Draymond even took it one better with that satin green suit. I don't know if you saw that, Rob.
No, I didn't see
I'll
the fashion
Draymond
parade.
This.
I just saw the game.
It was tailored, very nicely tailored. That's not my style. But it was very nicely tailored.
So you're saying, was it tight on him? Like it fit like
a glove?
It
was sharp. It was it was like, you know, obviously I'm sure it was tailored for him perfectly. But yeah, it looked good in that regard, but it was a little bright for a brother like me. But anyway.
And let me say this for people just joining us. Padres were down in this game, Chris, early, 4-0, right?
What score now? I got it on 7-4. Wow.
4 yeah. Padres. So they have broken out. Remember, they didn't get any runs last night in game one. This is a must win for them. Game two in San Diego. Okay.
All right. We got the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos on the Worship Wednesday. Super producer Rob G in the house and Monsi Bolaños on the updates. Rob, last night, kicked off the NBA season tonight. Team, you and I both picked to get out of the East. I'm already catching heat for it, but bring it on.
Bring it on,
I think
Chris.
Every team in the East got a little some issues. And Brooklyn got a lot of issues, but we'll see what they can do with their talent. But anyway, they played the Pelicans tonight. But last night, the season opened with two games. Philadelphia lost to Boston. And the Lakers went down 123-109 to the defending champion Golden State Warriors on ring night in Golden State. And Rob, here's what I want to say. I watched that game, and this is ultimately the Lakers' problem. And it's going to follow them all season
long.
What,
they can't make open shots? Is that what you're going to tell?
That's a sub problem.
All right, okay. I'm just asking.
I mean, they got many sub problems. They can't shoot. They can't defend particularly well.
Wow.
They don't fit well together. Their pieces. Those are just a few. But ultimately, Rob, their season's going to be defined by this. They are a championship or bust franchise, the Lakers, with a championship or bust superstar. Right, we all know what everybody's trying to figure out. How's LeBron going to get another ring? How does he win? We know LeBron is all about winning a title. And their team is nowhere near a championship. And what's going to happen is kind of like, Rob, the Cowboys over the last quarter century, right? This year, you know, we'll see. They look pretty good so far. But they have been a team that, you know, really wasn't a Super Bowl contender. But because they're the Cowboys, because their owner has a championship or bust mentality, it was always about the Cowboys, and we had to talk about him. And because we have to talk about the Lakers, Rob, they're going to be there. It's going to make their failure seem even worse, right? And that's going to lead them, as it did last year, to have a scapegoat. And the scapegoat, we know who it's going to be, Russell Westbrook. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Russ. We said it, Rob, from the day we heard that they were interested in Russell Westbrook. It's not a fit. This got to be a joke. This can't be real.
We didn't believe it.
We didn't have to be Hubie Brown to know that Russell Westbrook wasn't going to fit with LeBron James and the Lakers, but we knew that from day one. So I'm not trying to come off as overly defending Russ, right? I'm not saying, he's not playing that bad. He's, 18-7-7 last year and blah, blah, blah. But what I will say is this, Rob. The Lakers' problems are way beyond Russell Westbrook. He wasn't horrible last night. Now, people will point to the air ball, right, from the corner.
Yes.
People point to the technical foul where he just
underneath the basket, he was out of bounds.
Yeah, like, why are you even reaching for the ball like that? So there's things you can take here and there and all that. But, Rob, it's not just Russ. The team itself is bad, and I'll get into some of the other reasons later, but that's my take, Rob. Russ or not, they're just not very good. And they'll be fortunate to finish in the top eight in the West.
I agree with that, but that shouldn't let them off the hook.
No, I'm not saying let them off the hook.
I'm just saying you got LeBron and you got AD. In the NBA, you need two players. I'm not saying LeBron is the same guy. We saw last year, Chris, he averaged 30 points, and they couldn't win back-to-back games from January to April. You remember that?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Which was unbelievable. Forget about having all three guys, and I know. But AD, LeBron, and Westbrook, Chris, have now what, a record of 11-11? Or what is the record?
11-11.
And 500. Those three guys on the same team have
together.
A 500 record? You can say whatever you want about the Nets, but when their three guys were together, they were like 27-5 or whatever it was, right?
Great, right.
Like, come on. This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit. They brought back basically the same squad. I don't know.
They might shoot worse than they did last year, really.
Last year, right?
Last year they were 22nd in the league in three-point percentage. This year in the preseason, they were
even worse than that. They were like 28th, right? They dropped or whatever. They were bad.
28%, yeah.
Yeah.
Three.
Oh, my God. But my point is, you bring back and you think you're going to do the same thing. This is on the Lakers. I just don't know what they were thinking. This is just one game. No one wants to overreact. But, Chris, it's hard to look at them and think they're going to be viable in the Western Conference. I don't see it.
Look, I think there's eight teams that probably are – obviously, a lot of them are certainly better than the Lakers. But, Rob, Golden State, the Clippers, the Grizzlies, the Mavericks, the Suns, the Pelicans, and the Nuggets, and I'm missing one. Did I say the Clippers?
Yeah, you did.
I said the Clippers. The Timberwolves. I think those eight are probably – better than the Lakers. The only one you might say is if the Suns fall off, Chris Paul, Father Time smacks him in the face. But even still, they have DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker, and their coaching is solid. The Pelicans, maybe, are they too young? Or does Zion get hurt? But right now, you might say those eight are better. And the Lakers will be in the play-in again. We'll see. But here's one of the problems, Rob. And this is not a slight on LeBron, because he's the best. He's in his 20th year. He is by far the best player in the history of basketball at this stage of his career. In the 20th year of your career, there's never been anybody close to what LeBron James is doing. But Rob, he is so smart and so skilled that he knows how to get his numbers in today's NBA. We did a segment on it a few weeks ago. Giannis, Jokic, Luka, they all said it's easier to score in the NBA than,
right.
than over
and
in
we
Europe.
Agree with that. We
right.
agree.
The floor is so – once you beat your man, and a lot of times your man is running you off the three-point line, it's like one dude at the basket. So you get into the paint, and you got some skill, you should be able to score a lot of times. And LeBron certainly can score in the paint. And so he's going – his number – Rob, last night Rob had – or LeBron had 31, 14, and 8 and had zero impact on the game.
Right. That's zero. What we've been talking about, Chris. We've been talking about this.
And I want to watch like the last – I want to watch a few weeks of this before I declare LeBron's no longer a top 10 player in the league. But last night, people might look at his numbers. He didn't look like a top 10 player to me. When the game was in the balance, he was he was pacing himself. He wasn't doing much at times, but he was pacing himself because of his age. And obviously, he's not defending like he once did. So
that's not going to be good enough, though.
Yeah, look, he's going to break Kareem's record, and that's going to be awesome. But if you look, you can't look at LeBron's numbers just like you couldn't look at Westbrook's last year, Rob. 18-7-7
and say it was a good season.
Right. That's anybody that does that, you're not really watching what's happening. And so I think the Lakers, I mean, Anthony Davis, 6 rebounds. He had his moments. I thought he was good inside. He was really good inside. And he scored almost all his buckets inside. But then he drifted outside. And he's not even Joel Embiid. Forget being Dirk or Durant, right. Rob. He ain't even Joel Embiid shooting the basketball. So stay inside more.
Stay in and dominate where you can.
Right.
Why are you stepping out?
Right. Is Ewing or Moses Malone or Shaq or somebody he's got to go against, Rob? No.
There's nobody there. Nobody's
Thank
home,
you.
Chris. Nobody's home.
God, dominate. All right. That's the Odd Couple's take on the Lakers. It's one game, but we're already opinionated on it. But now it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. The Lakers, is it all about Russ? I mean, is he the reason that they're so bad? And if you just trade him or cut him or whatever, put him on the bench, will things turn around for the Lakers? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday, brought to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the Lakers. Russ is going to be the scapegoat, but is he their only problem, or is he just one of them?
Hey, Chris, real quick, did you see that Washington Commanders story where a guy won the 50-50 raffle?
No, I didn't.
Was $14,000, right? That was his cut.
Okay.
The check bounced. The Washington Commanders.
Is that true?
Yes, for $14,000.
Wow.
Bounced. Crazy.
Wow.
All right. That is
maybe that's because the owner had to pay
$1.6
million.
Is that it? Yeah. I don't understand that. All right. Let's get to the Lakers. John in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, guys. Love y'all show.
Thank you.
I got a question for Chris, man. Y'all talking about LeBron and his lack of an impact on the game.
Right.
And when I watched the game, every time he came out of the game, they lost ground. It was like
clockwork. Well, he was negative 10 himself when
right.
he was in the game.
Okay.
That's
so those are the numbers.
It wasn't like they were doing damage when he was in there.
Right. Well, what else could he do? I mean, I'm
well,
just curious.
Well, look, I will say this. I am judging LeBron by LeBron's standards. LeBron James has all, at his best, this is for those that think LeBron is still like what he was 5 years ago. LeBron could have taken me, Rob G, Rob Parker, Alex Teichert, and Monty Bolaños to the playoffs in
yep.
his prime. And that's what I'm saying. He still is an all-star, like, caliber player.
But he doesn't impact winning.
Right.
We saw it
but
last
year. But
he's
just that. Yeah, he's just like an all-star now, or a star. I mean, I want to wait before I, you know, say how much I feel like he's dropped. But he clearly can't dominate and impact the game like he used to.
That's, you saw that's it last point. Year, and game one was just an extension of that. And I understand. You want to see more.
Right.
But we saw this last year.
You could say, last year I could say, well, AD wasn't there most of the time. Or, you know what I mean? So now you had AD on the floor. And they still didn't make much of an impact. So that's what I want to see,
right,
Rob.
But even their record should be better than 500 with those three guys out on the floor. I think that says
at least two. That's where, right. I mean, the chemistry with Russ is an issue. But
Mason, in the Bay Area, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mason?
Hey, fellas, what an amazing day in sports we have today. We got 13 basketball games, two MLB postseason games, and a college football game. What a great day. Yes,
you're right.
This time of the year is great when all the sports are really all in action. I mean, it's great. Hey, absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're talking to Lakers today, and, you know, it's really hard to disagree with you guys coming off of what we saw last season. And, you know, LeBron coming to the Lakers, he knows what it means to the Buss family. I don't know if you guys saw that Legacy documentary, but it was really good. And it means a lot to the Buss family. You know, it's intertwined in the family. It's ingrained in them. They are a championship family and of themselves. And LeBron knew what that meant coming to the Lakers, what he has to bring. And I know we saw a lot. Really good stuff from AD. He's aggressive. You know, some of the shots weren't falling. But if he's aggressive and he stays injury-free, I think the Lakers will have what it takes to at least take them to the playoffs this year. But, of course, health is always a factor. But I think they will take care of business. LeBron knows what the mission is. And it's year, what, 19?
Look, you would think.
It's year 20. Thanks, Mason, for the call.
You would think if AD is healthy and he's still in his prime and LeBron is 80% of what his numbers suggest, then Rob, they should make the playoffs. Because you're talking about like two legitimate all-stars.
Yeah, but more. But you know, LeBron has been hurt three of the 4 years in L.A.
Injuries,
I mean, these are just facts.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, if they're healthy, you would think they're going to make the playoffs, but we got to see them play
better. We can't discount that there's a chance.
I thought Golden State toyed with them.
Yeah,
I really. Right, Jordan Gosey had no fear of them whatsoever.
Let's squeeze in one more. Carlos in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Carlos?
Hey, how y'all doing? I've been listening to you guys for a while. I love the show.
Thank you. We're in Texas. Hey. That's a big state. Where?
South Texas, man. I'm about 10 minutes north of the border.
Okay.
Yeah. So, guys, I don't know what the deal is. I mean, obviously, it's confusing everybody what's going out there on out there for the Lakers. But honestly, I mean, they picked up AD to be the sidekick to LeBron. And where is his presence? I know LeBron's choosing because he's older. But AD needs to step up, man.
He said LeBron's cruising because he's older. But, one thing that Chris and I talked about after they won the championship in 2020. We kept saying this is time for AD. Got the championship in his back pocket.
Absolutely.
Now let's go win some MVPs. Now let's go be a dominant force in the NBA. And that guy hadn't shown up.
He's gotten worse, Rob. He's playing the worst ball of his career. Now, I'm not saying he's horrible, obviously. But it's the worst ball since he's become a star.
It should be better. Absolutely, Chris.
He's in
his prime. He's a young guy. He's not at the end.
And he's letting LeBron down. Let's just keep it real.
He was supposed to take over, and LeBron was supposed to be in the back seat, Chris, eating ice cream while AD's
LeBron
driving
LeBron probably
the
would be fine, Rob, as a number two right now. At 38, he's supposed to be a number one guy on a championship team? Really? Come on.
20 years into the league.
AD should be the number one guy right now, and LeBron would be fine in that secondary role, but AD won't take it. So LeBron's still their best player. So this is largely, that's why AD, Rob, should not escape the scrutiny. When everybody's focusing on Westbrook, and it's already started. One game in, Rob, everybody's already killing Westbrook.
What did Charles Barkley say?
AD shouldn't escape.
That the Lakers have taken away his joy of basketball. Man.
Yeah, I'm sure, Rob, just, you know,
I mean,
I think that's probably true.
Yeah, like you know, where you used to love it and couldn't live, breathe, and now you come to the Lakers, you came back home to L.A. This has been a nightmare for him. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, it has. And I'm not trying to, again, excuse him. He had to play better, but he is what he is, and the Lakers should have known that. And so,
We knew it.
We're not being paid to build the team, and we knew it. All right, we got Greg Jennings. Woo. And Greg knows basketball.
We'll ask him.
He was a great player in high school. So we will talk to him about a little bit of Lakers and a little bit NFL.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And I'm waiting for some muscle music.
I want muscle milk.
Muscle milk, muscle music, the muscle man.
What, Alex? Come on, Alex.
We're still trying to get the guest, Rob.
We don't have him yet.
You've had
Greg
some
Jennings.
Muscle milk. You know
actually,
that.
No.
877-99 on Fox if you want to call in.
Milk
in
is for babies.
In the meantime, while Chris, we try to track down Mr. Greg Jennings. Go ahead.
I want to throw this stat out there, too. So it's the seventh inning. Monty just told us Padres are leading 7-4. The Phillies led 4-0 in this game, Chris. When the Phillies score four or more runs in the postseason, their record is 27-2. You know, you score that many runs in
their
the postseason.
History?
In their history,
wow.
27-2. So if they were to lose this game, it would only be the third time in 30 games where they scored four or more that they lost a postseason game. So it's a big comeback for the Padres if they can hang on.
Rob, let me ask you a question because I know you wear many hats. You know, you teach at USC, you run MLBBro.com. Obviously, you do the Odd Couple. When did you become the PR guy for the Padres?
When I made my pick. When I made my pick.
I know that digs at Rob Parker.
I know, you already know. You already know. When I made my pick before the season, Chris, come on, you know how hard it is to pick baseball, right? I picked the Padres and the Yankees. I picked the Padres over the Dodgers. I'm feeling confident about my I'm able to say, like, I was on it. I was on it this year.
We'll
that's
see.
What I want
it's game
say.
Two. All right.
Know,
it's
it ain't
1-1.
Over. One. It ain't over.
All right. Nah, I'll give you a little credit for sure. But, yeah, Rob, the Nets are about to start tonight, and they're singing the national anthem as we speak, and they are hosting the Pelicans. This is – it's going to be a good one.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a game I'm interested in, definitely,
yes,
just to see.
Yes.
I mean, it's not going to determine anything tonight, but it'll be interesting to see.
But, no, and you and I both picked the Nets to win the East. Stephen A. has also picked them, Rob. Stephen A.
Did
and
he
I
really?
Had to,
and he's one of the harshest critics of the Nets.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He actually said Kyrie will be in the running for MVP. And I don't think that's going to happen. One, right. I don't know that Kyrie's an MVP caliber player, but he's not the best player on his team. So if things are going great for them, I mean, assuming Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant, Durant would be their
see,
MVP
I'm with you.
Candidate.
I'm with
yeah,
you on
I mean,
that.
But Stephen A. and I did end up having the same pick, Golden State over Nets in the finals.
Oh, did he?
So
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll
so
see
you guys will both be wrong, but that's okay. I still love y'all anyway. I'm just saying.
We will see. But the Nets, yeah, Rob, I definitely want to see how they look. Like I said, I was impressed. And there's a lot of times, I say more often than not, Rob, when the preseason means absolutely nothing. But there are times when it does mean something. And I remember, you remember when Jason Kidd went to the Nets. And I was covering the Knicks at the time. And I had covered the Nets the year before,
right.
2 years before.
In New York, you always cover the Nets first.
You start
and
off
then move
with
over
the Nets.
The Nets.
If you can
everybody.
Handle the Nets, you're right. Then they move you to the Knicks. And the Knicks, who were obviously the big story, and they had Latrell Sprewell and Allen Houston and Glenn Rice. And they played the Nets in the preseason, Rob. And the Nets ran them off the floor. Now, again, it was just preseason. And that's what most people were saying. Oh, it's preseason, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there in my mind, and I'm like, yo, the Nets look special.
And they went to the finals.
And they went to the finals 2 years in a row. I mean, Kidd was just awesome there. And, you know, he had Kenyon Martin and Richard Jefferson, Kerry Kittle's friend of the show.
But they lost. What they lose?
Horn,
they lost to
the
Shaq and them, and they lost to the Spurs. They right.
Yes.
They,
yes.
And I don't
so
think they
lost,
ever fared well in either one of those finals, if I remember correctly.
Nah, right? Now they. I think they lost. If I remember correctly, they lost to the Spurs in six.
Oh, did they?
And
okay.
They had a
that's
chance to
I
win
thought.
Game six, And Jason Kidd soured on Byron Scott, some of the coaching decisions he made in that game. And Scott was gone, I think, the year after that. But, but they had a nice run. So my point is just, Rob, that the preseason can tell you some things sometimes. And what I saw from the Nets, Rob, in the preseason is I saw Ben Simmons playing with confidence. And I like, look, that let's keep it real,
those two
Rob,
guys
that was
too.
Part of it.
And he fits does with those fit. Guys.
He fits fit. Perfectly. And so if his, my concern about the Nets, Rob, is in between the ears. I don't see a leader on the team, which people might say, why the heck did you pick him? You know, I don't see a leader.
Because you see talent, Chris.
I see talent.
Right.
And Rob, they got to be hungry. Kevin Durant rightfully has pride in his game. And you said it, I think, yesterday or whenever we made our picks. You know, he's been taken down a notch by
a lot
of people.
He's been taken down a notch, Chris. Right? Now, anybody who denies that isn't being honest with himself. He's been people soured on the way he played against Boston in the playoffs, and then he I want to get traded, get me out of here.
Yep,
that didn't happen. I mean, he's definitely not on the same footing that he was prior to last year's postseason.
Yes, in the present moment, some people have brought him down a notch. Kyrie's playing for money,
no doubt.
At least in his mind, I don't know if it'll work out. No matter how great he is. Unless they maybe win the championship, but he's playing for hundreds of millions of dollars in his mind, and maybe period. And then Rob, Ben Simmons again,
who's
trying
a young
to restore
player
his career,
who's trying to reestablish himself, Chris, in the league. So there's a lot to play for. They added some good pieces to that team.
They got shooting galore, man.
Who do we
Royce
talk
O'Neal's
about?
Too? A great addition. Joe Harris.
Joe Harris. Who
now
was,
Seth
was one
Curry,
of the best
he's injured
guy.
Right now, but Seth Curry lights it up. Joe Harris lights it up. Patty Mills is a winner. So yeah, they got some stuff. We got Greg Jennings now on the phone, Rob. So we'll take this break and then get to Mr. Universe after that. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeems rewards. Terms do apply. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, Chris, of course, you want to go to MGM Grand, MGM, I bet MGM, if you want to put some shekels down. I was 2-1 last night. Best bet, Grizzlies -4 hosting the Knicks. Also like the Pistons -3 against the Magic off to a bad start. And I like the Nets -2.5 against the Pelicans. They're hosting them in Brooklyn. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. And yes, I did put some shekels down tonight.
All right, we welcome in our next guest. We can't bring him in without the music.
Great,
without the sultry sounds of Diana Ross. He's Mr. Universe. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's a Fox Sports NFL analyst. Our man, Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
He sounds sexy.
What's happening?
How are you?
How you doing, brother? Let's get right to it because we obviously going to have a shortened segment here. There's talk. We saw the Chiefs restructure Travis Kelce's deal. Now, some people think they're going to get OBJ. How much would he help if he went to Kansas City?
This one will be interesting because obviously, you know, my number one knock, if there was a knock, is that Odell is not a number one guy, but with Travis Kelce being their number one primary pass catcher and then them having the plethora of other guys, MVS, along with Juju, a lot of the others, this wouldn't be a bad situation. The expectation wouldn't be, oh, we need OBJ to perform at a high level in order to win.
Does it quickly, Rob, let me ask, does it put them ahead of, you and I both had the Bills in the AFC, does it put them ahead of the Bills in your mind or not?
No, it still wouldn't in my mind. The Bills, I love everything about the Bills and where they are and what they've done. I don't think it puts them ahead of the Bills.
Let me ask you about the Tom Brady situation and the wedding and not going through the walkthrough and flying with his team. Is that cool or is that just it is what it is with Tom Brady these days?
I mean, it basically is what it is with Tom Brady these days. I think all of his teammates understand his level of commitment, what that might be, appears to be in question to some of us that I have never been in a locker room with him or have seen him do so many other things just to be on the field and present. And it seems like that hasn't been the case this year thus far. So, but I don't think it shuffles anyone the wrong way, any feathers or anyone's skin gets underneath anyone's skin within the locker room.
But does it undermine Todd Bowles and his authority as coach when players keep seeing Tom Brady not missing 11 days of training camp? You know what I mean? Like, at some point, does that hurt Todd Bowles?
I don't think it hurt Todd Bowles. He's in a situation where, obviously, you're dealing with a man, an individual who your success kind of hangs on the arm of. No Tom Brady means no competitive Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if you're willing to say, you know what, it doesn't matter, I don't care, everybody's going to be treated the same, you're held to the same standard, which I hear that all the time, but in order to win, you have to be able to give and take. And right now with Tom Brady and his situation, you got to be willing to give and take a little bit.
Greg, Russell Wilson looks like a shell of himself. He looks like a shell of himself, right? Is he washed? Is this just the new system? What do you think is going on there with him in Denver?
I honestly just believe he's lost all confidence. I mean, when you watch him, like, and I know everybody is saying, you know, he's just not looking at the right reads, but it's almost as if he's forgotten how to do it. Like, you see guys running in front of him or sitting in front of him, like clapping, and he doesn't even see them. So it's almost like he's playing from an operation of fear, not wanting to make a mistake, and he's not making any plays that are worth us talking about when we think of the Denver Broncos and the expectations. He's not even sniffing any of the expectations that they had for him.
How about Kyler Murray and the Cardinals? Is this all about Hopkins, or are there some issues there?
I think a lot of it has to do with Hopkins, but there obviously are some issues there, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And when you think about the way that Kyler Murray likes to play, I think what kind of magnifies his style of play is DeAndre Hopkins. He's a guy that you can put the ball up in the air and he will make a play. Contested or not, he will tend to come down with the ball. And so it favors a style of play like Kyler Murray. And I think the acquisition of Robbie Anderson is going to be helpful because he's a guy that's bigger, can stretch the field. He's obviously looking to right or wrong that he felt in Carolina. So he's looking to prove something as well. So I think honestly, offensively, we'll see a little bit different approach and output of the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, that's our man Greg Jennings.
Appreciate you, Greg.
A condensed version, but we appreciate it anyway, man.
Yeah,
Get back in the weight room.
We'll get there. We'll get there next week. We'll get some more time.
All right, brother. All right, have a good week.
Jennings.
Peace. That's our man Greg Jennings. Right. Nets off to a bad start, 11-2 New Orleans. Zion, boy. He balling. Let's hope he stays healthy because he's showing that he can do his thing when he's healthy. But it's early. We'll see. We got 2 hours left, speaking of early. So 2 hours left of the iCouple. You know what to do. Keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price.
but you better hurry because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.